right, setting the bar stories, 99.7 DJX or what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without deliberately burying cars in snow when you're a snowplow driver, then you're doing okay.
Aw, dang it. Yeah.
If your car look like this, just go ahead and back in the house. Oh. Just go in the house. Ain't no need for you to be outside today.
You know, I mean, he's having fun at his job. He's just recording it. But the thing was, he was, it looked like, and people were complaining that he looked like he was deliberately burying cars on the side of the road in massive piles of snow. Now, that's a tough take, because if your car is on the side of the road, like
what are
parked,
you gonna do?
What are you going to do? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's he going to do?
He can't direct where the snow goes. It's not a snow blower.
Right.
It's a snow pusher.
Exactly. And however, a spokesperson for the streets department there in Philly said, yeah, received several reports of activity where drivers said it looked like he was intentionally burying people in their cars, often causing dangerous conditions.
But again, like, what else is he supposed to do? Also, what are they supposed to do? It's not like they could go move their cars so that he could plow and not bury anybody.
Apparently, he got a talking to or whatever. But
So we need snowplow drivers to weigh in on this. What do you do in the situation where there are cars parked along the street?
Yeah, I mean, you plow around them.
You can't do anything, right?
You plow around them.
Right. And when you are plowing down a street, the snow is going to go on the side, right?
So, like
which
I said,
what creates the massive pile,
right?
The drifts.
I put this
the
in
the
setting the bar court story, but I don't necessarily think that he was at fault in the sense that I think the only thing maybe he did wrong was film it.
Sure, probably
put it on social media.
Maybe that's the part that looked intentional.
And yes, and then it kind of looks
like,
bad.
Sucks to suck. Look
yes,
at these
exactly.
Guys. They're not gonna get out of there anytime soon. Yeah, maybe that.
Oh, Mr. Plow, that's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow.
But benefit of the doubt, what else was he supposed to do? Maybe he's just trying to, like, make light of the situation. Lose-lose. Yep. Might as well just be like, you know what? I'm out here.
You guys just
Let's
need
make
to
TikTok.
Turn around and go home. Go home.
Okay. Oh, it was laughing.
I mean, he was laughing.
It was laughing.
If I can't drive, you can't drive.
Oh, yeah.
So,
it's
yeah.
that part.
So, you
That's
know,
the part
it's,
that
it's,
people got mad about.
Yeah. So, if I can't drive.
If you got
drive,
on the video and said, guys, I'm so sorry. There's nothing I could do about it, if he was saying that.
But instead.
Happy snow day.
That's what he's saying.
Wow.
That's where it turns into the setting
All
the bar story.
Right. That's where it went sideways.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without deliberately burying cars in the snow when you're the snowplow driver.
Oh, Mr. Plow, that's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow.
Then you're doing okay.